Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Would you please be seated? When it comes to death, my mother and Woody Allen share a sentiment. Woody Allen says, "I'm not afraid of death, I just don't want to be there when it happens." My mom says, "I'm not afraid of death, it's the dying that worries me." Even though we watch countless pretend deaths on screen every year, as a society, we Americans tend to avoid the topic. We act like death will never come. We forget that Jesus has overcome death and enables us to face it. Our lessons today are full of examples of facing death and hope of God's overcoming it. Ezekiel witnesses God breathing life into the dry bones. Paul talks about how God will bring life to our mortal bodies. And John? Well, we stood for a long time. John goes deep. John reminds us modern people that human beings used to know how to face death. Mary and Martha, of course, don't want their brother Lazarus to die. They send word to Jesus, hoping he will come to rescue him. When he arrives days too late, Mary and Martha are surrounded by people who have come to console them. Death was not a private affair. The whole community supported the grieving. They faced death together. But that doesn't mean they accepted it. In their own ways, Martha and Mary both confront Jesus about Lazarus's death. Mary puts it most poignantly, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus sees her and everyone else weeping, something in him rises up. John says he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. On the way to the tomb, he weeps. When he arrives, he is again greatly disturbed. They faced death together, but that didn't mean they were okay with it. For us, though, it's almost like the other way around. It's almost like we've accepted death, but we won't face it. Again, we watch death happening on screen almost every day. We hear of people dying all around us. We write off small percentages of the population's death just because they are small percentages. For example, a few years ago, less than 1% of all car accidents resulted in a death. That's less than 0.1% of the American population, and we just accept it. We accept those deaths, but we have a hard time facing them. We have a hard time facing that 35,768 people died in a car accident over the course of a few years ago. We accept it, but we can't face the fact of the individual lives lost. If we as a community were to lament and wail over each one as they lamented and wailed over Lazarus, no one's lives would be untouched. But there's at least one case where we neither accept death nor face it, and I think that's our own. We tend to side with Stephen Wright, who said, "I intend to live forever. So far, so good." I can't tell you how often I hear, in one form or another, that death cannot be imminent, that the person must keep fighting no matter what, because God has something more for me. Instead of facing the fact of an imminent death and doing the work necessary to end life in a state of grace, both with God and one's family, time and again, I've witnessed people ignore it, push it aside, leave it alone, and let it catch them unawares. And that means I've preached at funerals that happened in ways the person didn't want. It means that I've watched someone keep their family at arm's length in their final days, never being able to say what needs to be said. It means that people have slipped away without reaching out for the grace that God has to offer through his church. We can accept the death of strangers. For ourselves, we can't accept it. In neither case do we turn to face it. But Jesus? While Jesus never accepts death, he does face it. He faces it and overcomes it. Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, he tells his disciples, but I am going to awaken him. They think he's speaking literally. He's not. Lazarus is dead. The disciples know that Bethany is near the place where the religious leaders are trying to capture and kill Jesus. Jesus chooses to face Lazarus's death and the inevitability of his own. Thomas says, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." Jesus faces death with Martha. "I am the resurrection and the life," he says. "Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." He faces death with Mary. But this time it's not with words. He sees her grief. He sees the grief of those gathered. This time he is disturbed in spirit and greatly moved. He weeps. And then he faces death at Lazarus's tomb. He prays. He tells the Father that he's praying out loud so that the crowd can know that the Father sent him. He cries with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." Jesus faces death and he overcomes it. Lazarus comes out of the tomb. "Unbind him," Jesus says. "Let him go." And many believed in him. As we said at the beginning of the service, this coming Sunday is Palm Sunday. This is not the last time that Jesus will face death. Within a week, he will be in Jerusalem. He will wash his disciples' feet. He will pray in the garden. Judas will betray him. And then, while he hangs on the cross, Jesus will face not just an individual death, but death itself, death with a capital D. When they lay Jesus in the tomb, it will seem like death has won. But on the third day, Jesus will overcome death once and for all. In holy baptism, we have been united with Jesus in his death and resurrection. The victory that Jesus won over death itself, he has already won in us and for us. Jesus gives us victory over death. And that means we can face it. We don't have to like it, but St. Paul calls death the last enemy that God will overcome at the end of time. We don't have to accept death, either for ourselves or others, but we do get to face it. In Jesus Christ, death has lost its sting. Like Jesus, we can allow ourselves to face death with others. When words are necessary, we can use them. When all we can do is sit with someone being greatly disturbed in spirit or weeping, as Jesus did, we can do that too. But we can't shy away. We can't try to convince someone else not to be sad. We don't accept death. We face it together. This is one of the reasons I've been saying over the last few weeks that It's really important that when someone in our community dies, we show up for their funeral. We show up when we can, so that we can grieve with people, so that we can walk alongside them days and weeks after it's done. We face death together. And because we can face death, we can plan for it as much as we can. So at the beginning of Lent on Ash Wednesday, I reminded us that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. And I had out a stack of papers to help you think about the end of your life, your things, your will, all of this stuff, all in a nice packet that you could take home and pray with over Lent. Now, I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I took that home and I didn't look at it. This is life. We have another opportunity coming into Holy Week to trust in Jesus' love for us and to face that work, remembering that it is a Christian's duty to face this work, to make a will, to provide for our families after we go. There are a few copies of those left on the welcome table. Please grab one on your way out. If yours is gathering dust like mine is, brush it off this week. Preparing for our own deaths, putting our affairs in order, thinking about what will happen, when, why, and how, all of this is a necessary part of Christian living and discipleship. So the next time you feel anxious thinking about death, your own or others, don't run away from it. Take a few deep breaths. Linger with it. Ask Jesus how he's calling you to prepare now to be ready for then. When we face death, we're not scared of it, when we don't run away from it, when we face it, we open up a space for rejoicing in our lives. We open up space to set our minds on the Spirit, as St. Paul says. He writes, if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit that dwells in you. God is hovering over the dry bones of our aching and broken world. In Jesus Christ, God has overcome death. He gives us victory over death. So let's keep facing it together. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.